Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Sussex Shores Water Company, conditional use number 45.
This is a request to erect a 6,250-gallon above-ground storage tank within the Sussex Shores Water Company site near Bethany. Site will be used to store bleach for Sussex Shores Water Company. The tank will be built and operated by Colony Pool Service Incorporated. They will provide Sussex Shores Water Company with all the necessary bleach required for all of its water production facilities. Colony Pool will also provide the bleach to their other customers in Sussex County and Ocean City. This request was deferred on May 12, 2011 for further information from Colony Pool. Colony Pool sent a letter May 26 of 2011 describing what had been stated. Staff is questioning whether an amended conditional use application is required. The tank has been registered with and approved by DENREC. Again, I have the site plan if you'd like to see it. The real question is whether or not this is a changeover from the water treatment storage facility that was approved for Sussex Shores Water Company as conditional use number 45. We're now at 1900. Shows how long ago. It was probably in 72. I'd have to go back and look, but probably when it was.
Mr. Chairman, I'm realize that I'm just one of five, but I'd be hesitant to move forward on this without noticing the public. I mean, the area has changed so much since conditional use number 45. It appears to me as though the one of the troubling aspects for me, I think the public should be noticed because this bleach is a hazardous material which could be susceptible to explosions, fires, spills, burns, or noxious gases. There's a housing development almost totally built out in proximity to Sussex Shores. There's another approved subdivision that's having site work done now. And the fact that, while I can appreciate that some of this stored hydrochloric acid is really what it's going to be, will be used by Sussex Shores Water Company, there will be some off-site portage of that, correct? That it will go and serve other customers.
The intent was to serve other customers. If the intent, which originally we understood that it was to serve Sussex Shores Water Company, period.
Yeah.
Well, like then we got into more detail after we raised questions, and we found that it's not only serving Sussex Shores Water Company, it's serving other customers.
Yeah.
And they're going to basically operate.
Well, that's
service from that. That
concerns me. That's not an expansion of the conditional of that original conditional use. I don't think
that would probably be the best way to address it.
That'll come back through the system.
I think it's a different activity.
They're not going to have to wait 6 years to do it. I mean, they're not that.
No waiting now.
Get something to do.
Well, just so you get a feel for the amount of waiting would be that everything that we had in the books been advertised, and I've had three applications come in the last 2 weeks that were introduced or will be introduced Tuesday next week, so we can advertise them.
Okay, it's pretty quick right now, guys.
So it's about ten or 12 weeks.
How long does it take other business to get on the agenda now?
It depends on what comes in.
Phone call.
First available agenda. First available agenda, basically.
You'll get
2 weeks. Not 2 weeks, but about a month.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the request by Sussex Shores Water Company for revised site plan, my motion is for denial of that request, with stipulation that they come back with an amended conditional use application.
Second.
Moved and seconded to deny the Sussex Shores Water Company conditional use number 45 revised site plan route 1 and require them to resubmit as an amendment to the conditional use. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is